So I had a really good friend who served 20 years in the Air Force, and this guy was built like a bulldog. He was about 5'9", 5'10", and just solid rock. Being a Marine, I often told him he should have been a Marine. But so in boot camp, he had a good experience. The drill instructor did something drill instructors are not supposed to do, and what he did was he challenged the recruits to a push-up contest. Who can do more? I'll bet I can do more push-ups than you, basically. And so he set out a challenge. He said, "Who wants to challenge me on push-ups?" So Dwight said all the recruits kind of looked at each other, and Dwight raised his hand. And so the drill instructor, he said it was a rainy day, it was muddy, everything. So they laid out right there in the grass, mud. And Dwight did over 200 push-ups. The drill instructor did about 110 and gave out. Needless to say, the drill instructor was fired. You lose all credibility as a drill instructor when you challenge people and you lose. But anyway, Dwight said, "I heard the challenge. There was a lot of guys in my platoon that thought they could beat him, but I knew I could." And that's what we're going to talk about today, is self-confidence. You got to have it as a leader. If you don't, we're going to talk about how to get it. Hey, this is Greg McAfee, and welcome to the Greg McAfee Show. Now let's get started. Welcome back to the Greg McAfee Show, where we discuss steps to successful entrepreneurship, how to take your business to new heights, and ultimately follow your dreams. Today's topic, the Confident Leader's Blueprint. If you hear a voice within you that says, "I can't," by all means do, and that voice will fade away. So a lot of us have been told we can't do this and we can't do that. And as when you hear that voice internally, just do. And that voice will dissipate. It will fade away. You know, an easy, simple definition of self-confidence is having confidence in oneself. That's all it is. And we're going to talk a lot about self-confidence as a leader today. It's very important. You're being watched from every angle, from your team, from your customers, from your distributors, your suppliers. You're being watched. And confidence is very important as a leader in business. So here's some deeper definitions that reflect a broader scope of self-confidence. So first of all, you got the psychological perspective. And the psychological perspective says that self-confidence is the belief in one's ability, qualities, and judgment. And it's a positive state of mind that enables individuals to face challenges and courage and conviction with resilience and tenacity through life's obstacles. So let me tell you something, folks. We're all going to have obstacles. We're all going to have challenges. If you're in business, you're going to have them on a daily basis. Most people don't understand that concept. Most people look at a business person and think they got it made, but they have no idea just how hard it is and how tough it is and how many challenges there are. The next definition is a motivational perspective. I like this one. Self-confidence is an internal force that propels an individual toward their goal. It's supported by trust in their ability and capabilities to achieve a desired outcome. It serves as a motivational driver that enhances perseverance, reduces fear of failure, and we're all going to fail. If you're a doer, you fail more than others. and it encourages risk-taking in pursuit of personal and professional growth. And if you're in business, you've got to be a risk-taker. And number three, from a behavioral perspective, self-confidence is exhibited through one's actions and demeanor. It's characterized by your assertiveness, your composure, and the ability to communicate effectively. It influences how individuals present themselves and interact with others, shaping their social and professional relationships. And then you've got the, lastly, you've got the developmental perspective. Self-confidence is considered a development achievement, a combination of positive experiences, achievements, and affirmations that build over time. It's the process of self-discovery, learning from successes and failures, and progressively strengthening one's belief in their ability in themselves. So you had the psychological, the motivational, the behavioral, and the development perspective of self-confidence. Now, self-esteem is very important because self-confidence and self-esteem are very closely linked. With self-confidence being an important component of self-esteem, self-esteem refers to overall value one places on oneself, while self-confidence is more specifically about trust in one's ability. In other words, I can do this. Or like Dwight said, I know I could. High self-confidence can contribute to high self-esteem by making individuals feel capable and worthy. And we know there's a big difference between someone who's self-confident and cocky. There's a big difference. You can let anything go to your head and become cocky. But there's nothing wrong if you're a Christian or a non-Christian. There is nothing wrong with being confident in yourself. God gave you the ability to do what you do. Be confident in what you do. Do it right. Or don't do it. Okay? Now, I want to talk real quick before we get into this about the feedback loop. The feedback loop between self-confidence and personal thoughts. You know, they say that we have thousands of different thoughts per day. And I don't know how this all works, but you know, a lot of times we can't control what comes into our mind. We can control about it, dwelling on it and accepting that, or however that works, but we can't control what comes into our mind. Let's face it, there's a lot of weird things that come into our mind on a daily basis. And we can either stop it. We don't have to open that door. We can stop it and go on to the next thing and forget about it. Or we can open that door and we can let that thought come in. And who knows what that thought will do? Who knows how that thought will grow into something that's not good? So we need to be very careful. But there's a feedback loop between self-confidence and personal thoughts. Be careful what you say to yourself. Be careful how negative you are. Achievements and successes can lead to positive self-reflection, which boosts self-confidence. In turn, though, a heightened sense of self-confidence encourages taking on new challenges, leading to more opportunities for success and positive self-regard. Challenge the unkind thoughts. Say positive things to yourself. So, I've been on this transformational health thing for 6 months and about 8 days. I've lost 80 pounds. One of the things I do is I do the Precor elliptical machine about 6 to 7 nights a week. It just depends. Well, let's just say 6. And I get on that machine and there's a mirror in front of me. And the first thing I do is I look myself in the mirror and I say, you can do anything for 30 minutes, can't you? And I in return say, yes, sir, let's do this. Now that may sound funny to some of you, but it's not funny to me. It's extremely serious. I am telling myself, I can do anything for 30 minutes. And guess what? I believe myself. And I've not failed yet. I keep going faster with more resistance. And now I've added intervals in there of going really high intensity. I've not failed yet. And I push myself hard. But I tell myself it every time at the beginning, you can do anything for 30 minutes, right? Yes, sir. And that's just what I do. And it seems to work for me. So speak to yourself as you would speak to a really good friend who you're encouraging. We need to encourage ourselves. We use uplifting and empowering language to yourself. We don't do it enough. We've got plenty of time on our hands, but we don't do it enough. Now, here's some things that are noticeable for lack of self-confidence as a leader. The first one is you're doubting your decisions. For some reason, you're doubting your decisions. And this shows up as second-guessing the decisions that you already made. You're questioning them. Or by delaying making the decision until the last minute. So you can't, when we get done with this, I will say you can't doubt your decisions. You're the leader. Make a decision, right or wrong. That's my philosophy. Make a decision, right or wrong. And we don't wait till the last minute. I'm trying to prepare my team for maybe a change. I can't leave them sitting on the edge of their seats. I've got to let them know as soon as I know this is what we're doing. Now let's go. Let's get on board. Let's everybody get on board and let's go. So waiting till the last minute does not help you or your team. Number two, you worry about that thing that you said at least twice a week. And at some stage, we all say stupid things. There's things that I say on this podcast that we have to delete and edit, and I've said it wrong or whatever it is. We all say things we regret as well. And this means replaying in your mind things that you said on a call or in a meeting long after the people have forgotten what you said. You're still thinking about it and worrying about what other people think. It doesn't matter what other people think. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't worry about what other people think if you knew how seldom they do about you. People are not sitting around thinking about you. You are. And you're thinking about your mistakes, which is extremely unhealthy. I made a mistake, fix it, go on, and don't think about it anymore. That's how it's supposed to be done. But if you're lacking self-esteem, it's really hard for you to do that. Number three, you also avoid conflict if you're lacking self-esteem. So conflict is a normal part of life, both in work, at home, in any relationship. I mean, if you're married, we've been married for 34 years now on April 6th. And you have I have a different personality than my wife, Naomi. If you're married and you have to live with someone every single day in close quarters, basically, you're going to have conflict. Because you're either a yes, yes person or you don't think. In order to avoid conflict. If you're thinking for yourself, you're going to have conflict with the person you love the most at times. It's how you handle the conflict that's important. But you will have conflict. You will have conflict at work. You will have conflict in your life. And if you're avoiding it, it's not helping you, your team, or anyone else. Number four, you don't like your ideas being challenged. You're very sensitive to your ideas. Your ideas are the best, right? Wrong. Other people have good ideas too, and sometimes your idea is not the best. I've said something, I think we ought to do this, and my leadership team was strong enough to say, I don't think we should, here's why. Once I heard that, bad idea. Next, I'm not getting stuck there. I'm not worried about them challenging me. I'm a strong person. I know who I am, and I like people challenging me. If people don't challenge me, we don't get anywhere. If everybody just says, yes, Greg, that's a great idea, that doesn't help me or my company or my team or anybody else. Number five, you avoid speaking up. This makes sense if you don't like conflict and you'll worry about what you said afterwards. Avoiding speaking up keeps you in your comfort zone, your little safe comfort zone, and it keeps you from the discomfort of conflict or doubt. Let me tell you something. That's not good for anyone, but that's specifically not good for a leader. I'm sorry, but if you're a leader, your bar's a little bit higher. Matter of fact, sometimes it's a lot higher. If you're a leader, you need to act like a leader. Number six, you're more concerned with what people think than what you need to do. I have to laugh at that one because I just don't care what people think, but that's me. But when you're lacking self-esteem and self-confidence, that's a tough one for you. But when you worry about what the people think, it complicates your ability to take action. And if you're a leader, you're constantly taking action. Leaders need to impact others with ideas and other people's ideas. And you just can't get bogged down in what people are going to think about you. It's not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to agree with you. Not everyone is going to avoid conflict with you either. All right, number seven. You give mixed messages. Your doubts, inability to speak up, and conflict avoidance means that those around you are left trying to decipher and figure you out because you're sending confusing messages. You're worried about what others think. And then different people have heard different things, so they're confused. Like I said, I said at the beginning, we're being watched from every single angle. And we can't confuse people. We have to lead. They have to want to follow you. Nobody's going to follow a fickle leader. It doesn't work well. I mean, where are we going with this? Are we leading in our industry, or are we just coasting along? That's what the team's saying. And then number eight, when you think about your leadership, all you can do is find flaws. It's very negative. I'm not the best leader. I don't always make the right decisions. So self-criticism is a thief of self-confidence. And while you won't find a coach advising you to not think about your leadership, you need to support your development by looking at your strengths too. You have a lot of strengths. God made you specifically the way he did. Now, I will say this, what you've added to your body or burned too many brain cells or whatever you've done to it, God didn't cause that. You did. I did. In my younger day, I burnt a lot of brain cells and they're gone. And I pay for that sometimes when I can't remember a name or the author of a book or something like that. But it is, self-perception. How accurate is your self-perception? And you need to consider that because a lot of times you have a lot of talent and you're not seeing it because you're finding the flaws, not healthy. Number nine, you take people's criticism to heart. You take it extremely serious. If you don't have confidence in your leadership skills, then other people's criticism will hurt rather than help. And it just becomes a big mess. All right, lastly, number 10, you feel unsure of yourself, basically. And sometimes we can overcome the feeling and carry on to get through a difficult situation. But it starts to manifest itself in everyday situations, and it can make for an unhappy professional life for you, your team, your family, everyone around you. All right. So that's that. It's noticeable. Now, what do we do about it? How do you apply this? Well, number one, like I said, embrace your strengths. If you have to, write down all your strengths. And if you're married, have your spouse write down all your strengths. Have your leadership say, I want to do something today. I just want you guys to write down everything that you see me doing that I'm extremely good at. In other words, you could say, I'm trying to figure out what I should be doing and not doing here now. I want you to write down everything I am extremely talented at and should be doing. That's a good way to find out. So embrace your strengths. Recognize and celebrate your abilities, your accomplishments. It's a booster. It's a self-esteem booster, which boosts your confidence. Number two, set achievable goals. This is critical. Set goals. When I set out to lose 100 pounds, I have 20 more to go, I wrote down what I weighed and what I wanted to weigh. 314, I weighed 314 pounds and I want to weigh 214 pounds. And I'm 20 pounds away. But I also wrote down what pant size I wanted to wear, what shirt size I wanted to wear, what I wanted to look like, what I wanted to feel like. So I set achievable goals. And I've done this in 6 months and 7 or 8 days. So break your goals down into manageable steps, which gives you a greater sense of self-confidence. Also, practice self-positive talk. We're really good at telling ourselves we suck or we can't do that or whatever, but positive talk replaces negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Remind yourself you are worth it and your capabilities to foster a positive impact in your life. You want to see a positive impact. You want to see things change. Make it happen. It's up to you. Learn from your failures. Remember, doers fail more. It's okay to fail. Failing is part of life and definitely part of business. Don't get stuck on the failure. Learn from it and move on. And then step out of your comfort zone. It's just too comfortable where you're at. Challenge yourself with new experiences and tasks. Not only broadens your skills, but also proves to yourself you can do this, which does what? Builds your self-confidence. Prepare and practice. We don't do that enough. Prepare and practice. We have to practice in business. We have to learn and practice and do things. When we're practicing, we're trying new things. We're practicing. And some are going to work and some aren't going to work. But the ones that work will definitely boost our self-confidence. We just can't let the ones that don't work affect our self-confidence because it's not healthy. And then we got to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Very important. I've learned this over the last 6 months, how much benefit this has in my life, how much benefit this has in my business from a physical aspect, a spiritual aspect, a mental aspect. It's extremely important to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Exercise regularly. Eat a balanced diet. Get enough sleep. Physical well-being greatly affects our mental state, including our self-confidence. When you're down, you're not eating right, you're tired. I know. Weighing 314 pounds, I was motivated, but I was tired. I hurt. I had a lot of fluid buildup. Not healthy at all. And I was miserable, be honest with you. I had to make a change. I had to become dissatisfied with myself. I had to get serious about it. If we don't get serious about making a change, if you hear this podcast and you don't get serious, if you're not dissatisfied with not being confident, if you're not dissatisfied with yourself on that, then everything you hear today is worthless because you're not going to make a change. But if you've come to the point where I'm tired of not being confident, and for my team and for the benefits of my success in this company, I have got to become more confident, that's when you will. That's where the rubber meets the road and you're willing to make a change. When I got on the scale at the cardiologist office and I weighed 314 and I just gained some weight since the last time I was there 6 months ago, I was embarrassed, I was disgusted, and at that point, I became dissatisfied with where I was and I had to make a drastic change because a little change wasn't enough. And I said, when I asked the cardiologist, if I lose a lot of weight, can I get off these 6 medications? And he looked at me, Fat Greg, and he said, and then he looked down at the weight and he goes something like this, "We'll see." Well, I said at that point, challenge accepted, because we will see. And that was October 5th, 2023. And I've made great progress. I've learned a lot. I learned a lot about my body, but I've learned a lot about what to eat, what not to eat, when to eat, when to exercise, how to exercise, how to lift, how to work out, all those types of things. And it is a challenge for me every day. I get up every day and look forward to it. I can't wait to get on the elliptical machine. I can't wait to get in the gym. I'm not always thinking about how much I'm going to eat. I do think about what I'm going to eat because I get excited about eating healthy. It's The Atomic Habits by James Clear, also part of my new transformation. It's part of 15 things I'm doing, but creating new habits and getting rid of old habits. An old habit is thinking I need to eat a bowl of cereal before I go to bed, so it sits there and goes to fat and I gain another pound every night. Probably an exaggeration, but probably not too far off. Okay? So my healthy lifestyle has a lot to do with my mental state, which has a lot to do with my self-confidence. And then you've got surround yourself with positivity. Surround yourself with positive people. And if you're living with someone who's not positive, then it's your job to become more positive, to help impact them to become more positive, because they might just not be positive because of you, how you act. So they might be extremely negative because of you, because you don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. It happens. All right. So spend time with people who lift you up, encourage you, believe in your potential, and avoid the negativity that can bring you down and crush your self-esteem, which crushes your self-confidence. In summary, self-confidence is both influenced by and influences how or what a person thinks of themselves. Bottom line, what goes on in your brain determines your self-confidence. Nobody else can determine my self-confidence. I have to determine my self-confidence. I have to believe in me. I have to believe you can do anything for 30 minutes, right? Yes, sir. That's how I think. So how a person thinks of themselves, positive self-perception fosters confidence, and that confidence then reinforces the positive self-image, creating a cycle that can lead to personal and professional growth. And I think that's what we're all looking for, right? So I'll end with that. So before we wrap up, if you are watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe below. You can also support this podcast by rating and reviewing on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Don't forget to tune in next week. I'll do my best to keep challenging you. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram or Facebook at The Greg McAfee Show. No spaces, no underscores. Thanks for listening, and as always, carry on. God bless. Make this day the best of your life, because we are not promised tomorrow. See you later.